Cape Talk.
The European Report with Katie McDonald.
Good morning, Katie. How's it going?
It's going really, really well. Winter creeping up. It's going well.
Hey, once again, we haven't seen you in a while. We haven't chatted to you in a while, but many developments certainly happening in the African continent. But nonetheless, let's talk about ex-Bosnian Serb commander who has been convicted. What is the message there?
Well, this is interesting, you know. I mean, yet another sign that the proverbial chickens do come home to roost. So this is the ex-general Ratko Mladic, and he's also known as the Butcher of Bosnia. And he really was a butcher. He was the commander of the Bosnian Serb army. And in the days, you know, after entering, well, he was in commander of the army, you know, during this conflict in Yugoslavia. And in particular, in the days after they entered this town of Srebrenica in July 1995, he saw or oversaw the slaughter of 8,000 Muslim men and boys. So that's on top of other counts of genocide and crimes that he was charged with, and war crimes. So basically, this case has been going on for quite some years. It was a deadly conflict. 100,000 people were killed, another 2.2 million displaced. And yesterday, finally, he was sentenced to life in prison. So he was found guilty of genocide. This is said to be the worst massacre to have taken place in Europe since the Second World War. Terrible, terrible crimes. Unbelievable. Well, you know, tragic happenings. And when the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights was interviewed just after this verdict was announced, he referred to Mladic as the epitome of evil, and the prosecution of Mladic is the epitome of international justice. And he went on to say, and this is the message, that the case was an example. It showed that justice will catch up with other leaders who trampled over human rights. And one particular person that was mentioned in the interview was President Assad of Syria. So, yeah, the message is, look, you know, you perpetuate these atrocities, but we will get to you. We will catch you. So, yeah, it's a verdict that you can imagine has been greeted with absolute joy from many people, but still you can't forget the slaughter that he was in charge of.
I'm just thinking about what you're saying now, is that the end result, though, is that we will get you. I'm thinking about someone else who's a neighbor of South Africa. Not mentioning names, but...
I knew that. There's a moral in all of this.
Yeah. Nonetheless, yeah. Let's look to France now. I mean, the far-right leaders denounces some banks closing accounts. What is that all about?
Yeah, well, Marine Le Pen, I think she feels that she's being, you know, attacked on all fronts. So she lost, she lost, you know, the presidential election in May to Emmanuel Macron. And she now says that her party is being deliberately cut off from financing. She's referred to it as a banking fatwa against the far right. You know, she says that they've been, you know, faced with judicial persecution, and now it's banking persecution. So essentially, Société Générale, which is one of the big banks there, they've asked the National Front to close its accounts. HSBC's boss actually phoned her personally and told her that her personal account was being shut without any justification. So these banks have said that their decisions are just based on banking reasons, that, you know, there's no political sort of consideration. But what's interesting, Abs, is in France, banks are allowed to decide to close accounts, obviously with advance notice, and they don't have to say why. But she's feeling attacked, and she thinks that this is just another attempt to stop her party from functioning as they would like to.
And then, Katie, also on the news, and I found this particularly interesting, I'm not sure why, but if we look at Santa yes. World Cup cancelled. Why would they cancel Santa's World Cup now?
I know. I saw that and I just thought, you know, this, you know, a little sort of sad piece of news. And of course, Christmas is approaching, Abs. And, you know, in the northern countries of Europe, well, Scandinavian countries, you know, Santa's a big thing. He lives in Lapland. There are all sorts of celebrations, you know, focused around him. And every year since 2003, they've had what they call the Santa Winter Games in the small town. Imagine, it's 100 kilometers north of the Arctic Circle. And so it's seen, you know, various Santa Clauses from all around the world compete to be crowned the best. And they've got to do things like Christmas tree dressing, present wrapping, you know, lasso throwing, a dance-off. And, yeah, it's a great, wonderful sort of happy celebration. So, essentially, they've had to cancel the games this year because there's been a whole lot of development in the town. There are construction projects taking place. But they're still going to have a big sort of Christmas market and winter wonderland. But, yeah, sadly, the Santas that usually take place in this competition had to cancel their plans. And they're going to see how they can change it or what they can do next year. But it's a big thing. You can imagine visiting Santa up in these icy wonderlands. And, yeah, it's quite weird to think of in Africa, but yes.
It is. It really is. But, hey, we just, we had, I think it was last week or the week before that there was snow in the Eastern Cape. So what can we say? Okay, but nonetheless, Katie, I mean, Borat has responded to the rest of the guys that were wearing a menkini.
Yes, I just had to share this with you because I told you about the story. So, you know, these six Czech men that were arrested and fined in Kazakhstan, you know, wearing Borat's menkini. Well, Sacha Baron Cohen, the originator of Borat, he found out about it and he's offered to pay their fines. So he said that if they can, you know, send him a message and prove who they are, he's going to cover their fines. So, yeah, I thought, well, that's something. That's something.
Ah, certainly interesting. But, Katie, once again, good to have you back. Welcome back. It almost feels like, yeah, it's like forever since we had spoken. But it's good to chat to you again. I know.
Thank you, Ab. It's nice to be in it.
Not a problem at all. Katie McDonald, thank you so much. We'll chat again next week.
Well, indeed. Thanks, Ab.
Thank you so much to you listening.